Ecclesiastes chapter 3, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There's a time to be born, there comes a time to die. There's a time that we plant, and there's a time that we pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up. A time to weep, and there's a time that we laugh. There's a time to mourn, and there comes a time to dance. There's a time that we cast away the stones, and then there comes a time that we gather the stones together. There's a time of embracing, a time to refrain from embracing. There's a time to get, and there's a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. There comes a time to rend, and there's a time that we sow. There's a time that we keep silence, and there's a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. You may be seated. Time. 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 Time that waits on no man. Time in itself that seems like it goes so swiftly. So swiftly. Brother Pete and ourselves were talking last night of some of the old faithful ones that we know of, not as well, no doubt, as he does and did. But when we recall the names, and of course they've gone on and to receive the reward. And again, I brought in last night of the little church up on the mountain. Now you want to talk about up on the mountain. It's up on the mountain, high top. And we again went up there not long ago, and driving up, I'll tell you what, I didn't know if we were going to make it. It just so steep, and the road around and about. And Brother Peach was telling us that he was up there in homecoming, or with them in a meeting sometime up there, or were there in a meeting. And he said we couldn't even take our cars. They'd come down in pickups, and we'd ride the pickup in the back of the truck, get up to the mountain. And I mentioned last night of several that's mentioned unto us. I don't remember, because of the fact that of age, I'm not quite as old as I look, but they tell us of how that the old ones, the old timers, Sister and Brother Roach, and many of the saints back then, that they would come up the mountainside walking, and they'd be shouting, and by the time, sometimes even before they reached the top of the mountain, they were speaking in tongues and just worshiping God. Oh, God. Oh, for the days wherein the people love to go to the house of God. Oh, but yeah, they that was nothing to them. I want to tell you, folks, and if we ever get a chance, maybe we can take you, if you're ever down that way. We just went up. I just wanted to see if the church was still there. And, of course, the building is, and they've got it boarded up. But anyway, just the things that we remember, the things that we've heard. But time waits on none of us. Time just continually keeps going on and on. And as this morning has already rolled in, who would recognize that it's already 11:30? And time just keeps clicking and just keeps going. And waiting upon none of us here this morning. I don't know why. I wondered as I was praying, even after I woke up, and these scriptures on our mind, and these scriptures just coming so forcefully to us, and as I lay there a little while, and Finally, I just couldn't go back to sleep. I said, well, it's time to get up. Hallelujah. Amen. So I just headed out to the living room there. Found us a place to pray. And we got to pray, and we got to praying this morning for the service. Because I want to tell you something, folks. If there's anything that every one of us need to recognize, that there's time. The time is now. Amen. It's high time. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Time that keeps clicking. Time that keeps it going. Amen. Time that just begins, just continually goes around. Oh God. And as I was praying and asking the Lord to give us the directives, to give us a good, clear mind, and to help us in this, you know, direct us in the right way, it seemed like it was so forceful. Amen. Time's up. Time's up. I don't know how many here, and I know we all have. We've always, tried to meet that time schedule. Or some way or another, we were in that time element. And then all of a sudden, somebody said, time's up. Amen, no more time. It's all over with. And I got the reading down through here. There's a time to be born. Oh, yeah. But after a while, that birth leads us unto that place of maturity, that place of growth. Amen. And then all of a sudden it comes to that time of death. Oh, come on here now. Amen. A time to plant. Oh, yeah, we all like to go out. If you like a garden, we do. And there's a time space. There's a time that is allotted us. Get the seeds in the ground. It's no use going out here now and plowing down and planting the seed. But it's not the time for that. But all of a sudden the time comes. Amen. That God says it's over. Amen. Time's up. No time to plant. Amen. We sit back and we cross our arms. We till the ground. We work the seeds. And then we pluck up that which has been planted. We harvest that. Come on here now. My God, help us to recognize and to realize and to understand. You can say what you want to. You can look at it in any direction you want to, but there's only so much time, and after that, time's up. Amen. It's over. Amen. There's no more to be gotten a hold of, can you say, amen? Oh, how I know that it seemingly seems so unfair. I think our brother said he was 82 years of age. My daddy did not live to that age either. 55 years of age, and his time was up. Oh, yeah, others that I mentioned either last night or the night before, 41 years of age. Time's up on my sister. Amen. 41 years of age, the prime, it seemed like, of life. Amen. But some way or another, time had come to an end. Oh, yes, just recently, a cousin of ours, younger than my sister, probably in his early 30s, maybe mid 30s, probably early 30s. Amen. Working every day. But oh God, he heads to work. He gets to work and doesn't live far away from where his work is. So when lunchtime rolls around, he heads home, and he eats lunch, and then he goes back to work. But this day, as he goes and starts to work, feeling no doubt, it'll be just like any other day. Clocking in, punching in, and no doubt as time begin to progress on, come on here now, and no doubt as he looked at the clock, and his time was going on as it is right now, about about 20 to 12, 20 minutes, and I'm going to go home. I'm going to get some lunch, and I'll be back in just a little while, punch back in, and finish out the day. Unbeknownst to him, that as the time begins to come around that he can go home and eat, his time's running out. He doesn't realize that he won't even get to sit down and eat his meal. He doesn't realize that he won't even unlock the door to go into his house. Oh, Brother Prescott, sometimes we get so sure in ourselves and we get so positive in ourselves. We say, oh, it'll never happen to us. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I believe God woke me up this morning and said, time's running out. Amen. Time's not always going to be the time that we feel like it's going to be. Can you say amen? He punches out on the old time clock at lunchtime. No doubt looks around to some, said, I'll be back in just a little bit. I'll go home. I'll enjoy a meal and I'll be right back. No doubt they watch him as he walks out the door. No doubt his boss maybe makes suggestions. Said, now listen. Hey man, now listen. You get back here now. We need you. I'll be back in just a few moments. I'll be back in just a little while. Oh, not knowing, amen, the time was running out. Not knowing that his time was up. Come on here now. Oh, as he walks out to his pickup truck sitting on the parking lot, as he swings the door open, as he gets into the truck, as he begins to start the truck, as he puts the truck in gear, not thinking anything, feeling good, everything, you know, hey man, you know, everything just, you know, looking around, seeing the same old cars, same old parking lot, puts her down in drive, pulls out, heads right down what we call the old Keyseltown Road, just a matter of a mile, maybe a mile and a half, if that, in the home. Oh yes, as he drives down the road, unknowingly, oh God, come on here now. Somebody's stalking him. Somebody's watching him. Somebody's seen him as he walked out. Somebody that says, I've got a score that I'm going to settle today. Amen. I've got a score. I'm going to get even. Oh, come on here now. Amen. He doesn't see nobody following him. But as he drives down the road, there's somebody that's following him. And as he turns in the old familiar driveway, as he pulls up to the old familiar house, as he's just about ready, he does not see the car that pulls over to the side of the road. And a man pulls out his rifle. And as my cousin opens his door, he's got a score that he's going to settle. Come on here now. Oh, come on here. You say, I don't have no enemies. I'll tell you one thing. You don't have to have enemies in this day and time for somebody to want to get even with you. Amen. But oh, as he opens the door and he goes to step out, he doesn't even get to shut the door on his truck before he's mowed down. And there he lays in his blood. There he lays. Amen. In the space of time that has just been taken. Time's up. Time's up. I want to tell you something. We got you. Oh God, you say you don't have nobody stalking you. I beg to differ with you. There's a devil out here. I said there's an enemy out here. Amen. There's a devil that's watching every move that you're making. And guess what he's doing? He's waiting for the perfect opportunity. And somebody, oh God, help us to recognize. Let time be up for us. Can you say amen? I received a phone call. I'm better than 100 miles away. Oh, and there's something how news travels fast. But next door was a sister, or no, excuse me, a niece of my sister-in-law, and she sees it all. And she immediately, of course, calls the police, but she calls my sister-in-law and says, "You're not going to believe what's happened." And she said, "What's happened?" And she called his name, and she said, "He's just been shot in his own front lawn, and he's laying there." Amen. And, oh, my sister-in-law, she knew he was my cousin, so she calls me, and she's hysterical. And she says, "Bobby," said, "your cousin's just been killed." I said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Your cousin's just been shot in his front lawn." I said, no. Yeah. Amen. He's just been mowed down in his front lawn. Oh, God. Time's up. Oh, God, help us to recognize that everything there is a season. And a time to every purpose under the heaven. Come on here. I'd sure like to help us this morning. One little time, and I'll try my best, but I want to tell you something this morning. There's nothing any more important to every one of us here, amen, than to take knowledge and to take the opportunity and to take the privilege this morning to say, "I'm going to make every minute count. I'm going to make every hour count. I'm going to make every day count. I'm going to make every week count. I'm going to make every month count. I'm going to make every year." Come on here now. You don't know when time's going to be up. You don't know, amen, when God's going to say, "Time's up. Time's up. I've pulled. I've lingered. I've rest. I've dealt. They've set. They've heard. They've listened." Come on here, church. I'm telling you, none of us, absolutely none of us, amen, have the guarantee of the assurance of what the next day, the next hour, next 5 minutes is going to bring. Can you say amen? Time. Time. I never dreamed that it would go so quickly. 82 years talked to this brother. He can probably tell you a lot. This young man over here, I think he said he was 18. Boy, you look at that 18 to 82 and you think, man, you got a lot of time, don't you? It just depends on when time's up. It just depends. 82 years of age, I hope to see it. Maybe then some, Lord Terry. But I want to tell you something. None of us know what tomorrow may bring. None of us know as we leave here this afternoon and head to our places of residence or head down the road, none of us know who's coming the other way. None of us know, again, just how much time before time's up. Time's up. Time's up. Oh, it you know, as I woke up with that, and as I laid there, and then as I went to the living room, and just over and over, time's up. Time's up. Seems so cold, don't it? To think that somebody here this morning could say, and if we could just recognize our time's just about up. I don't care if you're 18, 80, 50, 90, wherever you are, none of us know when time is up. Amen. The Bible teaches us and tells us that it is appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment. But listen to me. Listen to me for just a little bit. I wanted to settle in. I didn't know what Brother Roger or who was going to be teaching this morning, but I know the seriousness, and I felt it there, and I said, "Well, Lord, I sure don't like that feeling neither of trying to, but yet, Lord, it's true. It's true. I'd be a fool to stand up here and to pat every one of you on the back and say, man, you're going to be an old, old man. You're going to be an old, old lady. Or I'll guarantee you, I'll see you tonight. Or I'll guarantee you, you know, I'll see you next year. I mean, to tell you in that minister's meeting, my wife and I were talking, said last year this time, Sister Addis was with us. Sister Addis stood among the women. Sister Addis was also, amen, fellowshipping around. Who knew that a year later, who in their right mind would have walked up to her a year ago and said, Sister Addis, I just want to say it. I may never get to see you again. I probably, you know, I'll never. Who in their right mind would have walked up to her and said, Sister Addis, you won't be back next year, so you better make this one the best. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. Nobody knew when we walked in to the hospital room, and she was sitting in the chair, and Brother Addis was sitting over in the chair, and Sister Linda and herself, we walked in, and I said, what are you doing in here, Sister Addis? And of course, just Sister Addis just jokingly and just going, oh, but nobody knew. Oh, but let me tell you something. Amen. None of us know here. We could be here today and be gone tomorrow. We could be here in this service and before the service tonight, something tragic. Oh, God. I wrote down a little something in here. I've not worked on it yet. Amen. Oh, God. When the knock is at your door, I don't know why, but it just comes so strongly to us some weeks ago when it's at your door, when it knocks at your door. What is it? My God, help us to recognize this morning that the time is right now. Today is the accessible day. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us. If you're going to get it done, you better get it done right now. Can you say amen? At least you know about now. A couple hours ago, of course, that's gone. A couple hours ahead, we don't know. So, you know, it just kind of brings it right down to where we are. Right where we are. Right in that central location of where. And why would anyone, I thought as I read an article some time ago, and I know probably you've heard it, but I think the writer said it to this degree. Amen. He who kills time commits suicide. Amen. That's all it is to it. You keep killing time, you're just committing suicide. That's all you're doing. You just keep killing it. You just keep pushing it off and putting it off. You just keep saying within yourself, well, I've got things to do. I've got places to go. I've got people to meet. I've got dreams that I want to see. Amen. Me and Clive were talking a bit this morning. Sometimes We have big dreams, big dreams. Oh, but let me tell you something. It don't take but time, space that's run out. Them dreams will shatter. Them dreams will go to the wind. Come on here. My God, help us to recognize, amen, that the time is now, right now. Hallelujah. What are you saying, preacher? I'll just tell you like this. My God, you're playing around. You continue to fool around. You keep continue to dabble in. And you keep feeling like you're getting away with. But I'm telling you, the longer you play in sin, the closer to time running out. It is really, oh God, come on here. Say what you will. The more that you dibble dally in sin, the less time that you have left. Can you say, man? What is that? That few moments of sin time when it comes to the Lord saying, time's up. We've said, others have said already in these services, and I want to tell you something, friend. Oh, God. If you could feel the burden on our heart this morning. Amen to everyone. I didn't know who. I know what we prayed. But I want to tell you something. To continue on. And to linger on. And to allow it to continue. To take preeminence in your life. And to have dominion in your life. And you to be continually a slave to it. Come on here. Somebody said, I'm not a slave. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You're just not willing to admit it. Yes, you are. Amen. You can't break that chain. If you could, you'd have already done it. Oh, but let me tell you something. I'll tell you who can. I'll tell you who will. I'll tell you who has the strength. Oh, God, come on here now. What a shame. What a tragedy. What a day when an individual's caught in the place. Amen. Oh, God, as a tree falls, so shall it lie. I want to tell you something. If you fall to the north, if you fall to the south, if you fall to the east or to the west, there's where you're going to lay. Oh God, help us to recognize and to understand this morning. Amen. Time's up. Time's up. Oh, I wouldn't want to be caught in that place. I wouldn't be want to be caught in that time space of where that I've been deceived. Amen. To where, I mean, it seemed like it was so pretty, but really it was just as black and as ugly. Oh God, oh God, help us to recognize this morning we can't afford a time's up while lingering in the place of sin. Can you say, amen? Time's up. Time's up. It's a time to kill. Time to heal. Time to weep. Time to laugh. Time to mourn. Time to dance. Time's up. Help us to understand this morning. Whoever's here and wherever you've come from, and again, I have no scores to settle with no one here. But I'm here to tell you this morning, as much as Brother Prescott would speak to me or would have spoke to me this morning, outside of my window, I felt the Lord saying, time's up. Time's up. Time's up. My God. Amen. To wait so foolishly and to feel so arrogant and to feel so so built up in ourselves, and that macho spirit that takes over and, you know, kind of pumps us up, and we feel like it's all in our hands. It's all under our control. I told you last night, drive down Port Republic Road and you'll see it. There's a cross. There's flowers. Time's up. Hey, man, many places down the interstate, many roads you can go down, and you'll see crosses, you'll see flowers, you'll see wreaths, you'll see pictures. Oh, yes, not too awful far from where we were living at, there in West Virginia, called Nadenbush Lane, and or Nadenbush Road, you ride down through there, and come in by our house and on down, and roads get a little curvy, a little crooked. And we were on our way to church there at Mission Tabernacle, and we drove that way. It was a shorter way, even though it was a back road. But as I came down the road and went to come around a bend, all of a sudden somebody stood there like this and waved. And I stopped the car. They come to me and they said, "Sir, you'll have to turn around. There's been a tragedy up here." I said, "No." He said, "Yeah." He said, "A little boy just ran out of that yard in front of that car. He's laying up there," and he said, "you'll have to turn around." A tragedy that nobody, and to ride by there now, you'll see a picture on a tree, or you'll see a cross with a picture on it. I forget now. Oh, but let me tell you something. My God, help us to recognize and to understand. Somebody said, "Unfair, unfair, unfair." Oh, no. God's not unfair. Amen. God's doing everything in His power. Amen. To pull us in the right direction. God's doing everything in His power. Come on here now. All it takes is for time's up. And my God, wherever you are, time's up. And you'll have to give an account. Hallelujah. I just felt it. Time's up, friend. No more game time left. No more time to feel like that you've always got the time. Amen. I don't know, and I will not. I'm not, you know, that foolish enough to say or to point, or to even grab a hold and said, "If God told me, I'd do it." But He hadn't told me. He just said, "Time's up." And that's all I could hear. And then I read. And in reading, I felt the urgency to come to church this morning and to tell you, friend, wherever, whoever, however, you don't want that call where you are right now. You really don't want that call. Saved, it really doesn't mean that much to us. I'm ready this morning. I've got children. I wouldn't want a wife. Not anxious about leaving, but if it's my time to go, I'm ready. I have nothing to regret. I have nothing to want to backpedal about. But I'm afraid there's somebody here this morning that's not your feeling. You wouldn't want that call from where you are right now. You wouldn't want that spoken to you in that still small voice, that audible voice, or you just really wouldn't want that call today. You wouldn't want it. Time's up. I don't know to the fullness. I just know that I felt like the Lord had spoke to us. And whatever time it was this morning, and whatever time it was when we went out. But I did pray, and I said, Lord, you'll know who's there. And you'll know where they are. And you'll know just what it's going to take to awaken them, to cause them to arise from that place before that final time's up. I wanted this morning a stopwatch. I didn't have one. Didn't ask nobody for any. But I just wanted to have one to click it on and watch how quickly it spins. And then to click it off and show you how abrupt time stops. It didn't move a second more. Huh? Amen. You say, oh, no, now, I don't like this kind of, I don't like this guy. I know you don't, but that's the way it is. Time's running. It's been a clicking for a long time. It's been a moving for quite a while. But I just wanted to, not so much as to make anybody angry or to make anybody hate me, but I just wanted to show you how abrupt it stops when it's called time's up. And how quickly it shuts down. And how quickly movement stops. It's all one. I don't have that this morning. But if you used to look at God's big timepiece this morning, it's been a clicking. It's been a ticking. My little illustration wouldn't have done much except to show us in the natural that my God, when God says time's up and he hits the top of the clock and says, now, it's over. Come to the music, Sister Lena. Time's up. Who am I talking to this morning? Who am I reaching for this morning? Who am I this morning trying our best to let you know just one more time? You're not here to stay, friend. Could be today. Could be tomorrow. I did not know that, Brother Ruben. There at Brother Christy Stoffer's church. There in Pennsylvania. I did not know. I just seen him a couple of months ago and preached for Brother Stoffer there, and it had a one. Brother Rubeck would come up to me every night. Woo, Brother Roadcap. I like that kind of preaching. I don't know where in the world he got that from, but he said, I like that kind of, and we just laughed. He said, you know what? He said, I'm going to come back down there, Brother Strickler. He said, I want to come down to their meeting. Maybe he even told me, he said, I'll try to come this year. That's a shock to me. I did not know that. Just a couple of months ago. Never dreamed, Brother Prescott. Never dreamed. I mean, he seemed so lively. Just he seemed so good. Maybe there are things that I did not know, but he laughed. We laughed. We talked about the old times. We talked about the old preachers, talked about Brother Powers and them, and we just laughed and just had a good time, and his wife there. And I did not know that. But somewhere, God knew it's coming time. It's closing on down. I'm just telling you, that struck me this morning when he said that. I said, no. I just seen him. We just laughed together. We just talked about the old times together. We just talked about old things that the older preacher said that sometime were amusing to us. Messages. We talked about messages that, amen, some of the old timers preached that we both remembered. Time's up. We can't talk about that no more. And I'm just here to tell you this morning, friend, none of us have. Brother Brubeck, as far as I know of, I really believe, if he weren't, he was sure enjoying everything that was going on around there. But I tell you, I'd rather go here ready, knowing this morning, ready for when it stops. Time's up. Knowing where I'm going to spend eternity. While every head's bowed, I'm not near done, but I'm going to stop. Hallelujah. I really feel this morning. I felt it this morning. While I was praying, I never even said anything to Sister Linda. I don't know if she felt me when I got up or not, but I just felt like I needed to pray for somebody this morning. I called some names, I'll be honest with you, but I did not call the names because I know anything or because I just know you by name. And I feel like this morning that God's trying His best. One more Sunday morning. One more golden opportunity. One more time to let us realize. Realize. Time swiftly passing. Time swiftly passing. You can't afford to waste any more time. For every moment that's wasted brings you closer to the ending. To the time's up period. Hallelujah. While every head's bowed, while every eye's closed, there's no one looking around. But I want to ask this morning if there'd be somebody here that would slip that hand up and say, would you pray for me? I would that you would pray for me. I'm not asking you to join the church. I'm not asking you to shake my hand. I'm not asking you this morning to pat me on the back and say, preacher, I sure. But I am asking you this. Do you realize? Do you understand? Oh, I wanted that. I wanted that so much to where I could hold it to the mic and you could listen to every tick, to every talk, to every movement of the old clock. And then all of a sudden, to cut it off and hear nothing. All that's to be seen is the stillness of time. Not another movement. You slip that hand up and say, would you pray for me this morning? I'm not where I need to be with God. I'm not what I need to be. I'm not doing what I need to be doing. You slip it up. There's one. Thank you. Someone else, you'd slip it up and say, would you pray for me this morning? You're here. Praise God, you're here. And God knows it. Someone else would slip it up and say, would you pray for me this morning? With this one, there's another one. Thank you. God bless an honest heart. Two, is there another one that would slip it up and say, would you pray for me? Three, someone else, you would slip it up this morning. Thank you, sir. Amen. You'd slip it up and say, would you, thank you, little lady. Thank you this morning. You would say, preacher, I guess it seems like everything's going ever so well and ever so good. I just felt like it'd be a while, but not according to God's clock. I don't know what God was trying to tell us this morning. I honestly don't know to the fullness of what God really, all I know and all I could hear was that voice saying, time's up. Time's up. I'm not going to strive no more. I'm not going to plead with them no more. I'm not going to pull at them no more. Amen. Oh, Brother Powers mentioned about that invisible gate or that unseen gate. Oh God, how many has crossed through and went beyond, and now God doesn't. Oh God. Anyone else? Quickly. With these that have raised their hand. Thank you, sir. There's another one. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Slip it up this morning. Thank you, sir. If it means nothing more than, Lord, help me to draw nearer. Help me to see that I must draw closer. I'm too far away. I'm wasting time here. I need to get closer. Is there another one? Slip it up. I'm not going to tarry much more. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Honest heart, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, young man. Hallelujah. I appreciate that. Oh, come on here. Is there anyone else? I'm not going to linger much longer. Amen. I'm not going to be the one that you'll have to worry about. I'll not be the one that you'll have to be concerned about. You'll have to be concerned about Him who has control over time. He has control. Amen. Anyone else? Praise God. Would you stand to your feet with us this morning? Thank you. You've been so patient. Try not to be so lengthy. But I'd sure like for us to come and gather in around these altars. I believe we've got time to pray, don't we? I don't believe we ought to be in that much hurry this morning that we couldn't take a few moments to pray. I don't believe we ought to be in that much hurry. I know what dinners are doing. I know it's dinner time. I know it's a little after dinner time, but what's dinner if time is almost up? You may be like my cousin. You may not even get to sit down and enjoy it. Time's up. Time's up. Would you come with us? Saints of God, would you take a lead? I know sometimes folks don't, but yeah, God bless you. Thank you, Brother Roger. Amen. I wonder, those of you that raised your hand, would you follow with us? Would you come with us? Praise God, whatever. Again, I'm not here to pry into your personal business. I'm not here, amen, to go any deeper. You raised your hand this morning. Thank you for coming. Amen. Some of the rest of you, would you come with us? Would you kneel with us if you possibly can? Thank you, boys. Thank you, young men, for coming. Oh, God bless every one of you here this morning. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. Time's up. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. We don't know what we may face before this day has ended. I'm trying to help you to realize, friend, time waits on no man. But oh, the abrupt feeling when time stops. Amen. Would you pray this morning? Thank you for coming, those of you that raised your hand with us. Some of you didn't, but would you pray there in your seat? Would you pray right there where you are? Would you make it personal? Would you ask the Lord to take charge? Would you ask the Lord? I don't know. I don't know. I wished I did. I wished I did. I wished I could tell you with the clarity and the clearness. I wished I knew, but I do not know this morning. I'm just delivering what I can. Would you pray? Would you pray? Thank you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yeah. I would the best for you. Yes, I do. But the best is not what's here. It's what we're reaching for over there. Would you pray this morning? Pray, young men. Pray, young ladies. Pray, folks. Pray, moms. Pray, dads. Oh, God. Oh, God. You know where you are. You know what's going on in your life. You know about you. If you don't know about nobody else, you know about you. Would you pray this morning? Would you pray this morning?